What if you could cut the manufacturing cost of a life-saving cancer therapy by over 60,000 euros per patient? This isn't a future projection. According to reports this week, European biotechs are already deploying next-generation manufacturing to make it happen. But what does this mean for the competitive landscape in the US, and how will it reshape the entire biopharma supply chain? That's what we're tracking this week on Troy Technical Intelligence. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology developments shaping global industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we're focused on two transformational shifts in manufacturing. First, the race to industrialize cell and gene therapies. We're seeing a massive push to bring down the astronomical costs of treatments like CAR-T, with European firms taking a notable lead. Second, we're looking at the creative and sometimes surprising strategies being used to scale up the new bioeconomy, particularly in precision fermentation for food. And connecting it all is the rise of powerful new process control technologies that are becoming mission critical.
Exactly. These aren't isolated trends. They represent a fundamental change in how we make the most advanced products, from medicines to proteins.
Troy, let's start with that headline number. A June 30th report in PharmTech highlights European biotechs cutting CAR-T therapy costs by more than 60,000 euros per dose. For our listeners who aren't in biotech, what exactly is CAR-T, and how are they achieving these savings?
CAR-T is a revolutionary cancer therapy where a patient's own T cells are genetically engineered to fight their cancer. It's incredibly effective, but also incredibly expensive, largely due to the bespoke manual manufacturing process for each patient. This development is about industrializing that process.
Industrializing a personalized medicine? How does that work?
Through automation and new production technologies, European firms are deploying automated closed-loop platforms which minimize human intervention, cutting contamination risks and labor costs. Companies like Oxford Biomedica are scaling up production of lentiviral vectors, the delivery vehicle for the genetic payload, and others like TouchLight Genetics are using enzymatic DNA synthesis, which is a faster, more flexible alternative to traditional plasma DNA.
So how does this specifically affect US and European manufacturers? It sounds like Europe might be pulling ahead.
They are establishing a new cost and efficiency benchmark. This means U.S. cell therapy manufacturers face a direct competitive threat. They must accelerate investment in these same automated closed systems or risk being outcompeted on price and scalability. The game is shifting from pure science to manufacturing excellence.
And what should Western trading companies and distributors be paying attention to?
They need to be mapping this new, more efficient supply chain. Sourcing is no longer just about the final product. It's about securing access to the core components, like the high-quality lentiviral vectors or the synthetic DNA. Trading companies should be forging partnerships with these European innovators to supply the U.S. market.
What is the single actionable insight here for an executive?
Audit your current manufacturing workflow against these emerging European standards. If your process still relies heavily on open, manual steps in a high-grade clean room, you are falling behind. A strategic review of automation and vector sourcing is needed now.
This theme of manufacturing bottlenecks is fascinating. It's not just in high-end medicine. A Food Navigator USA report from June 25th shows precision fermentation startups like Oxlabs and Helena are partnering with breweries and even Nestle to scale up. What's driving this?
It's a direct response to a massive infrastructure shortage in the U.S. Precision fermentation, which uses microorganisms as tiny factories to produce specific proteins, requires large, expensive bioreactors. There simply isn't enough contract manufacturing capacity to meet demand. Building new facilities takes years and hundreds of millions of dollars.
So instead of building, they're borrowing. Are they actually using beer vats to make milk proteins?
In principle, yes. They are leveraging existing underutilized fermentation infrastructure. Breweries have deep expertise in managing large-scale microbial cultures in sterile environments. This strategy drastically cuts capital expenditure and time to market. Helena's partnership with Nestle to produce lactoferrin for infant formula provides them not just with capacity, but with regulatory expertise and market access.
What's the competitive angle for U.S. and European manufacturers, even those outside of food?
It's a wake-up call that your existing assets may have value in the emerging bioeconomy.
A European brewery or a U.S. chemical company with fermentation tanks could pivot to become a high-value contract manufacturer for alternative proteins. This is a new, high-margin revenue stream for those who are agile.
And for trading companies and distributors?
They need to track these new ingredient sources. Fermentation-derived proteins are going to disrupt traditional agricultural supply chains. Sourcing managers need to identify these novel producers now to secure future supply of functional ingredients that will define next-generation plant-based foods.
So, the actionable insight for executives?
If you are in any industry with industrial-scale fermentation assets, food, beverage, biofuels, pharmaceuticals, you need to conduct an immediate strategic assessment of their potential for contract manufacturing in the precision fermentation sector. You might be sitting on the solution to the industry's biggest bottleneck.
Troy, you've mentioned automation and better processes. That seems to rely on having better data. A June 29th article discusses a company, Hyperspectral.ai, using Raman spectroscopy to get a real-time view inside bioreactors. Can you translate that for us?
Certainly. Think of a bioreactor as a black box. Traditionally, to know what's happening inside, like nutrient levels or cell health, you have to take a sample, which risks contamination and gives you only a single snapshot in time. Raman spectroscopy is a process analytical technology, or PAT, that shines a laser into the bioreactor and analyzes the light that scatters back.
So it reads the chemical fingerprint of the culture in real time without touching it?
Precisely. It provides a continuous, non-invasive stream of data on critical metabolites like glucose and lactate. Hyperspectral.ai is coupling this with machine learning models to predict the future state of the culture. It moves you from flying blind to having a real-time dashboard and a GPS.
How does this impact U.S. and European manufacturers on the factory floor?
This is a paradigm shift from reactive to predictive manufacturing. Instead of discovering a multi-million-dollar batch has failed at the end of the run, you can predict and correct deviations in real time. For high-value biologics or cell therapies, this drastically reduces waste, improves consistency, and increases yield. It is a massive competitive advantage in operational efficiency.
What should Western trading companies and distributors know about this?
The market for this equipment is exploding. Distributors of industrial and lab equipment need to ensure these advanced PAT systems, particularly Raman and NIR spectroscopy tools, are in their portfolio. There's a huge opportunity in selling and integrating these systems into the thousands of existing bioreactors in the U.S. and Europe.
And the actionable takeaway for a VP of manufacturing?
It's time to move beyond discussion and into implementation. Launch a pilot program to integrate a PAT system like this on a single, well-understood production line. Use it to build a clear business case based on reduced batch variability and improved yield. This technology is foundational for the next generation of smart biomanufacturing.
Troy, let's distill this week into a few key strategic takeaways for our listeners. What are the three things executives need to have on their radar right now?
First, the industrialization of advanced therapies is here, and it's a global race. European firms are setting aggressive new benchmarks on cost and efficiency through automation and scalable platforms. U.S. companies must respond with strategic investments in manufacturing technology to remain competitive. Second, the bioeconomy is creating unexpected adjacencies. Legacy manufacturing assets, like breweries, can be repurposed to solve critical bottlenecks in new industries like precision fermentation. Look at your own infrastructure with a fresh perspective. And third, real-time data is becoming the most valuable asset on the factory floor. Technologies like PAT, powered by AI, are moving from a nice-to-have to a must-have for process control, quality, and efficiency.
So it's about automating for cost, repurposing for opportunity, and instrumenting for control. A clear roadmap for the week ahead. That's all the time we have for this week's briefing. The technology landscape moves fast, and staying ahead is critical. Troy, thank you for the analysis.
My pleasure, Susie.
To our listeners in manufacturing, trading, and technology across the U.S. and Europe, thank you for joining us. To make sure you never miss an update, please subscribe to Troy Technical Intelligence wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be back next week with another strategic briefing.